Okay, we are up to the last five mitzvahs in Parshas Achrimos, and we are up to the Isser of Nida, the most common and most applicable one of the Arayas that applies Bezman Hazeh all the time. It's Mitzvah Reish Zayin. If you remember back in the earlier part of Sefer Vayikra, we discussed the Tumah of Nida. That was in Parshas Mitzora, Tumah of Nida, but today that was in the Mitzvah Kuf Pei Aleph, was Mitzvah's Inyan Tumas Nida, Shetmeo Matama. Today we talk about the Isser of Nida, Shalav Al Isha Nida, says the Sefer Chinuch. Shalolavo al Isha, I'm not going to read the pasuk, there's Chinuch quotes it. Shalolavo al Isha beis she nida, Isser da Araisa, to live with a woman when she is a Nida, with an Isser Kares, Shneamar Velisha, Minidas to Masalo Sikrav, a woman who is a Nida, do not come close. Vizman Nidusa, Nimshach Shiva Yamim. How long is she nida for? 7 days. Kid dichsiv. Shivas yamim tehebi nidasa. 7 days she should be in her nidas. Bein shatira pamachas behen o shofas kol hashiva nidahi. As we discussed back in that mitzvah earlier, when we describe what is a nida, it doesn't matter whether she sees a drop of blood or she sees a week of blood. Doesn't matter. The first time that a woman is gets her period in her life, from that moment, that is day one. And then she counts 7 days. It doesn't matter if she sees the whole 7 days or if she doesn't see except that first drop. At the end of the 7 days, she checks herself, internal exam. If she does a bedika and it's clean, she goes to the mikveh and she is with her husband that night. That is the din d'oraisa of nida. The chosman shelo titbol, if she didn't go to the mikveh, af achar hashiva, he nida la'olam. If she never went to the mikvah, then she stays with her status of nidus, even afterwards. It's still an Isser Kares until she goes to the mikvah. We discussed in the early mitzvah about a boal nida and the tumah. We're not going to get into that right now. Keep yamim mitzvila talakasev, because a nida has to count 7 days and be toveles. Shenamar betzmeyim v'rachatsu b'mayim, as it says earlier. She has to go in the water. All Temeim have to be Tovel in the Mikvah, and so too by Nida. If you remember, we discussed then a major Machlokes Rishonim between the Rambam and everyone else. The Rambam holds that Nida and Zava, as we discussed then, Zava are the 11 days when a woman is not supposed to have any emission. Nida is natural. Nida, as long as a woman is not pregnant, she's supposed to have her period every month. But Zava is an unnatural. If she sees Dam in between days, not during her Yemei Nida, then she is a Zava. The Rambam, if you remember, holds it is fixed forever and ever. 7-11, 7-11, 7-11. The other Rishonim say that no. Let's say she sees during her Yemei Ziva. She has to count 7 clean days, Shivanakiyam, and she does not start her days of Nida again until she gets Shivanakiyam. So it could be pushed off a long time. But that was what we discussed then, that the Rambam is against others. Women have dam coming out of them every month. Some women have less days, some women have more days. Doesn't matter how long she sees. She can still go to the mikvah that night. Or even if she sees one day, even just a drop of blood, she goes to the mikvah, which is Lel Shmini, and she could be with her husband that night. Mishorshi Anida, what's the shorish behind the Isser of Nida? Look back what I wrote there. If you look back, the Chinuch discussed this back in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Vav, where the Chinuch spoke about the Tumas Yoledes, and there the Chinuch said that, relating to an Isser of Nida, says the Chinuch, part of the reason why there's Isser of Nida, Shol Tazuach Taitan Akala Alayhen. What's the part of the reason of the Isser of Nida and Isser of Yoledes? In order to keep up the special quality between the husband and the wife. This is based on a Gemara in Maseches Nida, so that every month there is a forced separation, and there's a forced, after that, a forced honeymoon. After the separation, so then Apsa makes the heart grow fonder, the Torah knows that, and therefore there's an Isser of Nida every single month, so she keeps Chaviva al Baila. The Tumah and the Isser, though, also has another element, and that is related to this week's Parsha. Well, first let's read the Chinuch, and then we'll relate to it. V'klau ha'inyan ki Hashem yarchik me'amo, Hashem will distance from his nation, Asher Bachar, that he chose, kol Tumah v'kol lichlo v'kol nezek. Any type of spiritual impurity. Gamamarti, Shama, Yeha'inyan, Lefi Adoma, look earlier, what I wrote as well. We have quoted then the Ramban on this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayetze, where Rachel tells her father, sorry, I can't get off, ki derech nashim li. What's derech nashim? So, derech nashim means she told Lavan, says she was a nida. So it's fascinating, the Ramban points out, Lavan does not answer her. Lavan's looking for his truffim, and once she says derech nashim li, he walks out. He goes straight out. He doesn't say, what do you mean? Or, okay, I hope you feel better. He doesn't say anything. He just walks out. Why? Says the Ramban. Because they thought and they assumed that an Isha Nida, there was a certain type of deep spiritual impurity that surrounded her. This is the Ramban in this week's Parsha. Ki hayu anidos b'yemei kadmonim ruchakos ma'od. They were very distant. Ki chein shman me'olam. That's what the word Nida means. Nida means separated. L'richu kan. Ki lo yiskarvu el ha'adam lo yidabrubo. Nobody would come close or even talk to her. Ki yadu kadmonim b'chachmasam. Shehevlan mazik. Their breath would be mazik. Va'oser roshim ra. Kasher biru ha'filosofim. And as I'm going to explain, which he does on our pasuk, which we'll read in a second. And he said, that's why they used to sit they had their own tent, and nobody even spoke to them, and that's why, lachin amra Rachel, ru'uya iti lakumi mifrei adoni, lana sheik yadav, al derech lashimli, v'lo uscha l'skari ve'lecha, v'gam olo leches po'o klal, shlo tidruch ata afar ragloi, I don't want to even walk, or get up to say hello to you, because then you're going to have to walk on my dust, which is going to be impure. The hu hecherish bimena. Lava doesn't say a word. Velo ana usa, ki lo hayim esaper nimoim klal, mipnei she dibura tamei. That's the Ramban on this week's Parsha, Parsha Vayetze. But that connects perfectly, and you have to see them together with the Ramban on our Pasuk. The Ramban on our Pasuk, in Yudches Yutes, here in Vayikra. He says the same exact thing. First, he says, the reason that the Torah allows the relationship is all when there is a productive purpose for the physical relations between a man and a woman. So when a woman is having her period, so that you can't get pregnant, no pregnancy is going to come out of that. There's something terrible about this dam. So therefore, that is the root of the iser of nidus. And then he continues, amiti, he gets into Kabbalah here. He says, as we know, ki hanida betchila zova, when a nida first sees, im tabit b'marif, she will look in an iron mirror for a very long time, she will see ultimately, bimare tipos adumos, ki tipos dam, red dots. Don't exactly know what this means. Kiteva harash hamazik shabad tolid ginai. He talks about the spiritual impurities of Nida here as well. Lamaisa back in Vayetze and also in this parsha. It's even quoted la halacha. This also was quoted in the past in 7 Peches and Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says that the Ramah quotes that a woman when she is in Nida, according to some opinions, should not come to shul. Or not even say Shem Hashem. Or touch a Sefer Torah. Or touch any Sefer. Yo, liga a Sefer. Right? So that is some. Right, that is what the Ramah quotes as a minhag. V'chein ikar aval haminhag. We didn't say look as far as Rishona. Right, so the Ramah quotes v'isha omer shubuteres bakol. Some say it's all mutter, but the Ramah says to be machmir. Again, this is not something that we are machmir generally. Bizman hazeh, women say brachas when they're in nida, and women daven when they're in nida, and they come to shul generally because that's the accepted custom. But if you look in the footnotes of Rav Nevenzal here in his Mishnah Brura, he quotes v'chein isha habal lekotel hamaravi. Kidei hamakila yishmakom rav lahachrish lo tiga ba'avni akosal ha'maravi. If you're going to extend it to the sefer, and the Rama says yish lahachmir, but not to touch the kotel, says Rav Nevenzal in Siman Peches. Either way, that is all related to the spiritual impurities that a nida represents. But now let's continue because we could spend hours on the halachas of nida. We'll try to cover whatever we can in the time allotted. Midini ha-mitzvah. Let's get to the dini ha-mitzvah. Masha amr zecharnam lavracha, shisha metama benida, filu biyom leidasa. A woman could become a nida anytime. Masha ena din kain bezava. Okay, there's a difference between nida and zava. V'chol anashim first din. V'chol anashim mechalus uzeh afilu shvachos. Who could become a nida? Any Jewish woman. Even if she's only partially Jewish. Meaning a shivcha kena'anis. Also, it is in the world of nida. Klomar, shvachos kena'anios, mikivan shein b'chol mitzvahs harenki yisraelis. Who cannot? A non-Jew. A non-Jew does not have the status of a nida, even when they are menstruating. Aval hanashim shel umos ha'olam, if somebody lives with a non-Jew, they do not violate the Isra of Nida. Daraisa. Einem mechal Isra Nidas v'zivos elam midrabanan. Chazal were gozer on them to give them the status of tumah, but on a Daraisa level, they are not included. Next paragraph. Umasha Amru Zechronim Levracha. Gam Kain. Chazal tell us a Meseches Nida. That's the last Meseches Talmud Bavli in Shas. Shechamisha Maros Damim Heim Shetima Torah. There are five shades of red. Maros Damim that the Torah says is Tamid. Vishar Maros Damim Tahorim. Vohe'inyan Hu. In the days of the Mishnah, they could tell the difference by looking at Dam, if it is Dam Nida or not. Lefi shechachamim yadu b'chach masam. They knew, shekol Dam she'eno me'osan chamisha maros, enu babi bakam tame. That's not coming from a tame source. And in those days, they were mitaher. Certain Tanam were mitaher, shades of red. If they knew, because they were Bekiyim, they knew it came from a Torah source. But already, Bizman HaGemara, they stopped doing that. Next paragraph. Umisha Rabu Hatsaros, Nisma'i Liban Shal Chachamim, V'yodei Torah, V'lo Lo'atzu Lisvav V'daitan, L'adun Maris Adamim Klal. Already in the Gemara, the Nigwara Nida Daf Chaf tells over that Amorayim said, if it's any shade of red, that's what we're being Matame. We don't have the Chachma that they had earlier, so therefore any shade of red is going to be tame. Lefichach achshav bezman hazeh, says the chinuch, kol sheish bo mara admimus klal, any type of red, o mara shachris, or black. Black is related to red. Bein shu amokar beodia, it doesn't matter if it's dark or light. Klo marsheinu amok tame, any shade of red is tame. If it's not red, if it's yarok, which is quoted here, v'halavan, which is white. Yarok is a question exactly what yarok is, bizman ha-mishnah. We call yarok green. It's not exactly clear that it's green, bizman ha-mishnah. Ava bishu avekimo dama reyu zetar. Again, if it's not a problematic color, then it's not going to be tame, whether it's on a bedika, an eternal exam, or what we'll get to soon, the world of ksamin, the world of stains. Okay, that was daraisa. But now we get to an important historical note. And that is, even though we have, on a Daraisa level, a woman is tummy for 7 days when she is a Nida, but as we learned earlier, it's somewhat confusing with Nida and Zava and Zevin and 11, a woman's going to see, and she's going to be confused. Are these my days of Nida? Are these my days of Zava? It's very, very lamaisa that it's very confusing. So says the Gemara, Ukeshabar Rebbe by Osei, Ukeshabar Rebbe, Virash and Ismata Chachma Ba'olam, when Rebbe looked around, Veina Chacham and Bekim Bemaras Adamim, Rebbe saw that we weren't experts anymore, Vechi Anashim Ainogos Kiditarash, Aimonos Imenida Vedida, Meziva Laziva, women were doing their best, but it's difficult. So sometimes it led to terrible consequences. Because a woman would think she's a Zava. She sees one day, she only counts one day, that she doesn't think she's a Nida anymore. But she's really in Nida days. And she really should have to wait 7 days. Or she thinks she's a Nida. So she waits 7 days, and then she goes, and then it's all confusing. And there are different halachas that apply. Therefore, Rebbe said, I am going to make a gzera against all of these cases, so that there will be no confusion. Next paragraph, it's all here, but I'm just skipping. Lefichach Amad Rebbe Vitikin, that's why Rebbe, this is also in Meseches Nida Daf Samach Vav, Rebbe made a takana. This was the first takana step in history. Shekol Isha Shara Yomechad, whenever a woman sees Dam, Teshev Shisha Yomim Nikiyim. She needs another 6 days of Nikiyim. V'chein Imrasa, why? Why 6 days of Nikiyim? Because Mimanafshach, if it's a day of Nida, then if you count an extra 6 days of Nikiyim, that's 7 altogether, then Mishum Nida, you'll go to the mikveh and you'll be Tahar. If it's Zava, but a Zava really only needs, Zava Katana, if you only see one day, only needs 1 day of Nikiyim. So that's why 6 would be good enough. V'chein emrasa, shnei yamim teshev gamke shisha Nikiyim. Shekos manche in a row, yosem ishte yamim. If you didn't see more than 2 days, then you don't need 7 Nikiyim yet. Kishi yoshevas alein shisha yamim Nikiyim. Ein ba'em shem safik. There's no doubts. The only time would be if she sees 3 days in a row. Next paragraph. Emrasa shlosha yamim, then you sit shivin Nikiyim. That was Rebbe. And that would solve the entire problem. Whenever a woman sees for 1 day, for 2 days, she waits 6 Nikiyim. If she sees for 3 days straight, she has to wait Shivin Nikiyim. That is fine. But then the Gemara quotes the famous Chumra of the Benos Yisrael, known as the Chumra Rebbe Zera. Zosai takana social Rebbe, v'im takana zu lo nisha shem savik b'inyan, v'yachar takana zu hosifu od Benos Yisrael, v'chmiru al atzman, shafilu rose tipostam kachardol, even if they would see a drop of blood, klomar filu ria achas, yoshvis shiva Nikiyim. And that is, there was the Chumrah of the Baros Yisrael, that's how it's formulated in the Gemara, and that was accepted though, accepted by Chazal as an appropriate Chumrah. That is, if you look in the Gemara in Brachas, for the examples of what is a halacha pesuka, what is a straightforward halacha that you can study right before you daven, one of the examples is Chumrah Reb Zeira, that a woman sees a drop of blood, Yoshev is Shivan Akiyim, right, and that is clear cut halacha, it is no longer, maybe originally it was a Chumrah, but now it is a din. And therefore, says the chinuch in the bottom, nimsa shekalanashim ayom, and therefore all women bizman hazeh afilu b'riya achas dinan kizavas gedolos. The halachas of nida basically do not apply bizman hazeh, because all nidas we treat as zavas, and every little bit of dam b'tzrichos lispar shiva yamim nikiyim. 7 days shiva nikiyim. That is the lamaisa v'chein. Now he gets into another topic. Kol Isha Shemoseis Kesem B'Malkam Sharai Lachashlo. Let's talk for a moment about the world of Ksamim, the world of stains. On a Daraisa level, a woman could only become a Nida if she has what's called a Hargasha. She was, as she said, as the Chiddich says in the next line, Targish Ba'atzma Dam Tumasa. What's a Hargasha? With Pischei Tshuva quotes at the beginning of Yochas Nida, three types of Hargashas. Either it's an internal flow, or it's a shivering of the body, right, or the feeling of the blood leaving the uterus, which generally women don't have as man as but that's the first pischei tshuva in Hilchas Nida. Tada, the shloshim in Yagashas Yesh, linyan she tehtmeya midaraisa, echa she dezazeya gufa, that's the Rambam, or she niftach makora, she feels the uterus open, or shlishis, that's a machlokas achrodim, no debi huta v'chsam sofer, zivas davarlach, an internal flow of dam. Those are the three Hargashas. Without a Hargasha, seems like women are not, it's clear that women are not Tami Daraisa. For neither Daraisa, one needs a Hargasha. The Aruch HaShulchan says, none of the women today have any of these Hargashas. They feel that the Zivas Davar Lach coming out, but that's not what the Achronim are talking about. So the Aruch HaShulchan has a somewhat challenging line to say, no, they must feel it. They're not in tune with their bodies. Very difficult to say. Even if a woman stays home and is focusing on her body, she still doesn't feel it. But this is what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Rov HaPoskim assume that even though Bizman HaZeh, there is no Hargasha, basically, but we still have Nida D'Araisa. Why would that be? So there's a very important comment that Rav Yashav has, quoted in a number of Svarim on Hilchas Nida. Rav Yashav says, the only time you need Hargasha is in a case where it's not the time. It's not the time when she's supposed to get her nida, so you're not sure, so Hargasha would do it, would help you figure it out that it's Vaday Nida. But if it's Ba, Bizman Vest, it's she has a Re'iyah, when she's supposed to be getting her period, so that doesn't need Hargasha, you know for sure. You know for sure that's a Nidus anyway, so therefore one wouldn't need Hargasha in that case. But that is all on a Daraisa level. The Rabbanon created an entire world on a Durabana level, and that's the world of Ksamim. If a woman finds a stain on, with all the details, we're not going to get into the details on a garment that is white, that is not Makabal, that is Makabal Tuma, all the different details of Hilchas Nida, so that could be an issue. Ksamim stains, even though there was no Hargasha. That is in the world of the Rabbanan. The Kesef Mishnah even asks in Hilchos Yisuri Bia, why did the Rabbanan do this? Isn't it a Svek Sveika? Svek Sveika, did it come from her body or not? And even if it didn't come from her body, maybe it's Mutter. Maybe it didn't come from a Tamei source. Right? That is the Minchas Chinuch. And Ozvav talks about Hargashas. But that's the Kesef Mishnah Shaila. Why isn't there a Svek Sveika Lahakel? So he says, still, Afapikin Michmiru Bo Chachamim, Mishum Di Isser Chamur. It's an Isser Chamur, the Omachmer anyway. Or, number two, many times there is no Safik that it came from anywhere other than her body. So therefore there's only one Safik. Either way, this is the Halacha. Simon in Shulchan Aruch and Yaradeya, all about Ksamim. But that is also, Lamaisa can make her anida as well. Not just with a flow, but also with Ksamim. Okay, what else can we talk about? Let's skip a couple of paragraphs. Let's talk about Bedikas for a minute. Kol Shiva Yamim. So as we know, Bizman HaZeh, as we just said, any little type of drop of dam, a woman has to wait Shiva Nikiyim. Kol Shiva Nikiyim, says the Chinuch. Tzricha Ha'isha Bedika L'Chadchila B'chol Yom Ha'yom. A woman has to do a Bedika each and every day of Shiva Nikiyim. L'Chadchila Bidi Eved. What's Bidi Eved? So all of this is a major machlokas we've shown him. The Chinuch says Bidi Eved, one Bedika. Day 1 or day 7. In Batka Yom Rishon Bilvad, If she checked on day one, Shumachros Hayom Shefsika, which is the day after she did her Hefsek Tara, Veshuv Lo Batka, or even if she checked the last day, B'di'evid, B'di'evid, that's okay. And she could go to the mikveh after the 7 days. We generally, poskim, do not rely, that's a day in Shulchan Aruch, but generally we rely that B'di'evid, 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 you need at least 1 and 7. 1 and 7, one, not 1 or 7. L'chad Chila, every day. That's the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch even quotes L'chad Chila, 2 a day. But if you look in the chinuch right here, the chinuch is Mako. And this is what Rabbi Willig points out, Rabbi Mordechai Willig, that Rov Rishonim seem to say that one a day, even though the Shulchan Aruch quotes two, that's based on a smak and a smag, but Rashi says at the beginning of Hilchas Nida, the first parak, that's only Lataris, for Tum and Tara, because you have to know when she became a Nida, so you do two. But he points out that Rov Rishonim, Tosfos there on Daf Zayin Amabez and Nida, talk about, don't make a requirement of two and just 1 a day. That's right, by Willick Paskins in general, that he suggests women do 1 a day. He has found in his 40 years of being a Posek Adar that there are many, many issues that come up with the second bedikas that women do. But either way, that's the issue. The chinuch is like Rov Rishonim, that it's 1 a day. But again, the Shulchan Aruch quotes 2 a day. When a woman does these bedikas, she doesn't have to say anything. There is a Shloha HaKadosh, which the Pesachei Tshuva quotes in Kuf Tzadik Vav, Sif Dalit, in Yerodeya, where the Shloha HaKadosh says a woman should count, just like we have counting by Sfiras Omer. A woman should count Hayom Yom Rishon, Hayom Yom Sheni, for the Yemei Hanikiyim. Let me just find it. Gon Baal Shlah Kadosh, Hagon Hakadosh Baal Shlah. Hitzrich Shibimei Sfiras Hanikiyim Timne Bechol Yom Betomer Hayom Yom Kedachsiv V'Safrola. Achshuvas know to be the cholik alav, and that is not the minog. The minog is, the halacha is, that a woman has to know that she's in Shiva Nikiyam, and she has to be aware of it, but she does not have to count and verbalize her counting. Continuing, skipping a couple of paragraphs. Again, there's a lot here. We're just picking and choosing a couple of halachas. Shiva Yom Nikiyam Elu Srichas Yiritzufim. Shiva Nikiyam has to be straight. You can't have any break between Shiva Nikiyam. Shelo Tifsuk Tumasa Beneyim. If there's any type of break of Shiva Nikiyam, one has to start again. Afilu Yashra Allah Kol Ayamim Velo Rasa. Even on the 7th day, which is very difficult sometimes, one has to start again. 2 paragraphs later, Dine Vestis, which is a separate simon in Shulchan Aruch, all about when a woman has to predict and be choshesh that she's going to get her nidus. Vinyin Harchakos, he alludes to all the halachas, Daraisa Drabanan, mostly that Chazal made to distance a special close physical contact between a husband and a wife that applies, is even more chamor by a husband and a wife that applies to anyone else in the world. Husband and wife aren't allowed to even hand something to each other. Bizman nidus, unlike all other women in the world. All of those halachas are quoted throughout Shas in Meseches Nida and elsewhere, Meseches Shabbos. Finishes up the chinuch, v'noheg iser zeh b'chol makom v'chol zman. This iser applies always. The overall level shakav is a nida b'mezid. If somebody lives with a nida b'mezid, rachmana letzlan, mikivin sha'ara b'chayev kares. If he lives with her, he's chayev kares. B'shogeg, he's chayev achatas. U'ben ha'nida eino nikra mamzer elav lad pagum. A child, an offspring of a nida, is not a mamzer. That's what the Gemara says. It's one of the only chayev krisus. Right, Sota and Nida are the only ones that the child is not a mamzer. The child is only a Vlad Pugum. We mentioned the beautiful tshuva in the past, but now I'll tell you where it is. I didn't say where it is last time. In Rav Moshe Eben Ezer, Chelek Dalid, Simin Chav Gimel, Oz Gimel, where Rav Moshe was asked that there was a Bachar Ben Torah that learned many years in Yeshiva, and he was going out, Im Yasi Labito Bachur, Shutam Chav Yerei Shemayim, Val Midas Yisharos, She'imo Lo Hachalitva, but his mother never went to the mikvah in her life. So you have to be worried that he is a ben nida, and therefore he's a pogum. So Rav Moshe says no, because if you look in Kala Rabasi, a ben nida is described as az panim, somebody who is brazen of spirit, and therefore Rav Moshe says if he's not brazen, if he has midas, if he's a talmid chacham, so then wonderful, it must be it's a simin she'eno ben nida. The hamitzius shelo haisa nida b'shashin esabra b'venze ha'ikim mitzius harbe she'rachsa b'yam, she went to the sea, the afshalosh shavosh ezak Hanikra begadim, bathing suits. Ha ainza chotzeis midina, says Rav Moshe. It's not a chatzitza midaraisa, and therefore Rav Moshe says we are allowed to assume that, and don't worry and go along with the shidduch. But that is the Isser of Nida, which does not create Mam Zeris. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Be'ez Hashem, we will continue tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, next time, with the first mitzvah not having to do with Arayus in a very long time, and that is the Isser of Molech. The Isser of Molech.